This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Now let's start the show.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba. This is why you're single. Ba 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 ba.
Welcome to the This Is Why You're Single podcast. It is our 90th episode.
Say what?
Woo! Guys, I'm Laura Lane.
And I'm Angela Sperra. We are the co-writers of the book, This Is Why You're Single. Every week, we highlight a different dating topic. This week's episode is Wedding Season Is My Hell.
Wedding season. Is it your hell?
You know what? It depends. I like some weddings. I do like to dance and I do like to drink, but I also hate people. So it's a toss up.
All right. Guys, also in the lineup, we are talking about what's new in dating news, six things that cost as much as the average U.S. wedding, and 2017's best places to get married. Then we're diving into the mailbox to answer your listener questions. It's all wedding related this week, guys.
Woo.
Woo.
Yeah.
But first, Angela, what is going on with your week?
Well, okay, so we're talking about wedding season and our feelings on it. And once, I think with me, like once I'm at the wedding, I'm into it. I just kind of hate how much it costs. It just drains you of money. And I was invited to two like far away weddings this wedding season that are coming up.
I've only been to, I think, one New York wedding. I mean, it's expensive to have a wedding in New York.
And yes.
I've only been to one. All of the other weddings that I've been to have been far away. I guess also I have a lot of friends from California.
Yeah, I'm from here, so all my bitches getting married here.
Well, you're very lucky. But yeah, so weddings for me have costed a lot of money because every single time I've had to fly somewhere.
And if you're in the wedding,
luckily people have gotten married in cool places.
Oh my God, as we're sitting here, I'm literally remembering I didn't RSVP to a bridal shower. This is another hell of wedding season. I might have just burned a bridge.
You're like that girl. See, as soon as I get an RSVP, I respond to it within minutes because I'm always so paranoid that that's going to happen.
I usually do. I'm going to blame my boyfriend who hid the invitation. Like not hid, but he was like, he opened the mail and then he put it where I wouldn't normally put it. It's his damn fault.
Oh, man.
All right. Well, anyway, enough about
that. So what are these weddings you have coming up?
So there's one wedding that's in Peru over the summer. I don't know if I'm going to go to that because I really don't know if I can
get the funds to fly to Peru.
Right. Although I'm sure it'll be really fun. But the one that I'm definitely going to is in this May. It's in
But Peru sounds awesome. You were like, Peru.
Oh, no. I mean, it sounds great. But like, it's just not so easy to be like, oh, can I have like a whole week off to spend a lot of money to go to Peru?
Do you want to go to Peru? It's like if you were going on vacations.
Yeah, I've never been. I don't really know much about it, but I bet it's great.
Do you have a passport?
No. That's another. I have to get a passport.
I was going
to
say, I don't think you.
So embarrassing.
You've never been outside the country.
I've been to Canada.
How did you get there without your passport?
I have, what is it called? An international license. So I can go to Canada and Mexico.
Oh, okay. Didn't you only
get. But I haven't gone to Mexico, only Canada.
Didn't you get that international license to like get into museums or something like that?
No, that's a different thing. That's a New York State ID. You should all get it. No, this I got because I got invited to a road trip to Canada last minute and I didn't have time to get a passport. So it was quicker to get my license. I had like the paper that said I applied for the license.
I would have never thought of that. I didn't know that that's a. I didn't know you could get some other thing besides a passport to go to other countries. What's it called again?
I think it's called an international license. I still have it. It looks kind of funny. I always get like. People used to think it was a fake ID when I was younger. Now nobody even checks my ID, but
is an international license something that you need to drive in other countries?
Huh.
What's the point of it besides going to Canada?
I don't really know.
I just assume you're the expert in international law.
I basically got it out of desperation. I have no idea. It could mean anything.
Got it.
And I've shown it to countless people and I don't know what it means about my life.
It blows my mind that you've only been to Canada.
Well, I've also been to Bermuda as a child, which I think now you might need a passport for, but you didn't back in the day.
Well, yeah, I think when you're like a minor, right? I don't know.
I don't know. But
a real, real young. Well, no, actually, that's not true because my friend's baby has like a really cute baby passport. It's adorable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even babies need passports.
Rub it in my face. All right. So clearly I should just go to this Peruvian wedding.
Yeah.
Just to have an excuse.
Oh my God.
To get a passport.
You can go do ayahuasca in Peru. That's like the Amazonian. Isn't the Amazonian jungle in Peru?
I think that is where you're supposed to do it. I would personally prefer, as somebody who's not in touch with nature at all, if I was going to do ayahuasca, doing it in a yoga studio in Greenpoint.
It makes you feel more comfortable?
Like my comfort zone.
See, when I did it with Katie, she was like, I don't know. I had a bad trip. I think if I ever do it again, like, I really want to be outside with nature. Whereas I'm kind of with you. Like, I love nature growing up in California and the beach and all that. But, like, I don't want to do it in an Amazonian jungle where I'm like, oh my God, is some jaguar going to come out and, like, eat me? Or are there going to be bugs? Am I going to die? I felt comfort in, right, like, brick and mortar.
Sure. And also, like, let's be real. When you're doing ayahuasca, you potentially might be puking. You might be just all different kinds
of
not feeling
good. You're
already
going to feel
dirty. So I want to be, like, yeah, in, like, a clean place with running water and a bathroom and all those things.
Great.
So
we'll do it together when we get our book option money.
Right.
If we ever
one day
get that.
If we ever do it,
if we ever
will
get
do
paid
a special, this is why you're single ayahuasca edition.
Great. That'll be, maybe we'll do a podcast while we're on ayahuasca.
That would be very special. What does all this have to do with wedding season?
We'll you were telling you. Yeah. What's the other wedding you're going to?
The other wedding I'm going to is in May. It's in San Francisco and it's on a campground. I kind of talked about this like for a second on last week's podcast, but we are staying in a teepee and there, I believe, is no electricity. There are bathrooms, so that's nice. Ian keeps saying it's glamping, but I don't think there's such a thing, personally.
Me neither. Glamping is neither glamorous nor camping.
I agree. So we're going to be doing lots of like outdoorsy things, like archery and hiking.
See, that sounds fun to me.
Yeah, I think that there is a certain kind of person who this is like their dream. And I'm not going to say that it's my nightmare, but I'm going to say that I am going to be like if this were Lord of the Flies, I would be Piggy. Like I would be killed off first at the wedding TP campground island.
I got to say, while I'm telling you that I'm into it, I think it is super fucked up to have your wedding be there because that's like a very specific type of like vacation and choice, and to make your closest loved ones and perhaps like your grandma like have to stay in a teepee.
Yeah, I'm like, don't they know any old people? But I mean, whatever, I get it. Like, this is so them, so their thing.
Yeah, and, but then do that for your honeymoon, right? Come on.
But I think all their friends will probably love it. Ian will love it. I'm like,
I don't like selfish weddings. I think like when you're having a wedding and you're having your people.
I don't think it's selfish.
All right. I'm just saying when a wedding is all about sharing it with your friends and family, I think you really have to think about what they will enjoy. That's at least how I approached my wedding. It was like, what are we going to enjoy? What speaks to like us? Not like I'm like the say all of like perfect weddings, right, but I had a lot of visitors out of town. So we definitely wanted to make sure we accommodated them. Yeah,
right. And I'm sure there will be lovely gift baskets.
Yeah,
with like bug spray. Yeah, that really stresses me out thinking about ever filming my own wedding, thinking about other people. Ugh.
Just elope. Do that Taco Bell wedding you talked about last week.
Oh, should have saved that for this week. Anyway,
speaking of which, did you miss me last week or do you prefer doing the podcast with Nick?
I think we're going to vote you off the island.
Fuck you.
No. I'm happy you're back.
Thanks. It was a good episode.
But I feel closer to Nick now.
It was like I wanted the episode to be bad so that people would appreciate me more. But then I also wanted it to be good because I have pride in our podcast and in our work. So it was like I wanted both. But I have to admit it was a really good episode. I was like, oh, shit.
We're a good team, Nick and I.
Yeah, you are. But that's because you're the same person. We talk about this a lot. Like, you're my work wife. He's my husband.
He's your husband wife.
Well, you guys have the same birthday. There's so many similarities in your personality.
Maybe we were too similar. We were just, the entire episode was just people agreeing with one another.
No, it was good. It was a good episode. I thought so.
Thanks.
I thought so. As an unbiased listener.
Write in, guys. Write in if you want more Nick Rad on the podcast.
Don't do that.
I mean, that doesn't mean Laura wouldn't be here. It just means
I don't want
a little sprinkle of Nick on the top of our Lady Sunday.
Whatever.
Anyway.
You want to know what
Laura, yeah.
What's going on with me?
Tell me, what do you have, like a wedding story?
I do. So the most recent wedding that I went to was in Savannah, and Nick's first love, who he almost proposed to, was going to be there. And I was, yes, I'm married and I'm a confident lady. And in the past, it's weird. I admit now that I'm married, I like admit more of my insecurities now than I did when before. Like, my approach to beginning relationships was always to be like overly confident. If you hang out with girls, like, I'm not at all jealous. If I see you talking to a girl at a party, like, I don't even notice, you know, like overly guys want to be with like a confident lady. So that's what I did.
Right. Even if you have to fake it.
Yeah. It's really hard to fake it when you're married. Cause I'm like, nah, I gotta like, it's
just, you're around all the time.
I'm around all the, yeah. It's a lot harder to like fake confidence. So before he went to the wedding, I think you were here, maybe. I asked him how he felt, he was going to feel like seeing his ex who he was with. And instead of like telling me how he felt, he kind of like turned it on me and made fun of me, saying like me even asking about that was like me being like on like a soap opera, like reality show. And I was like, whoa, that really hurt my feelings. But I like definitely got shut down, so I didn't talk to him about it.
Right.
And so instead of him not opening up,
and I will say, I don't think it was a crazy question. Most people would have some reaction, like whether it doesn't have to be a dramatic reaction, but some reaction.
Thank you for, you usually take his side.
So
thanks for being reasonable.
But it turns out my friend Nick had something else going on.
Right. That's true. But him not talking about it or being open it or considerate to meet my question gave me like this suppressed anxiety. So I like tried to act all confident and bring back my, you know, beginning relationship confident self. I was like, oh, cool. Your like ex-girlfriend who you like almost proposed to is going to be there. Yeah. Granted, like, I know he loves me. I don't think he wants to still be with her, but still like true loves, like there's always something that never completely goes away, and she's married. She's got a kid. I get it. You both have moved on, but I was still in my head about this. So we get to the wedding and I'm like trying to be cool, but I'm on edge the entire time. I wear this like strapless dress that like squeezes my boobs together. Like I was trying to like turn it up.
Right.
I was trying to turn it up.
I'm sure she was super intimidated.
She's gorgeous though. She looked like a Disney princess, which made it all worse. She like popped out a baby and is skinnier than me.
All right.
I'm being honest. What? Okay. So then we're at the wedding and I'm still playing it cool, right? I played it cool like at the rehearsal dinner. I mean, not that cool. I think Nick sensed some of my anxiety but didn't talk to me about it. Then they go off into the corner at a wedding to talk. And by this point, I'm like a little tipsy on some wedding cocktails.
Well, did you have other people to hang out with while that was happening, or were you like by yourself?
I've met some of his friends. I love all of his friends from Savannah. They're all really great. So, but I mostly just know the guys. So sure enough, I like go outside and I start breakdown crying to like some of these guys.
Oh no.
And now I'm like that girl like freaking out at the wedding.
You're the girl crying at the wedding.
And I'm like, and he's talking to the Eglin. I don't know where he is. Come on, go find him. He's like in the corner with her. And so then like, and I'm like running away from Nick and he like comes to find me and I'm like, don't talk to me. And I like go in the bathroom. Then there's an after party and I'm like getting drunk doing like shots of vodka.
Oh my God. Oh my God. No.
Like I am that hot mess. So then he grabs me, he's like, we're leaving the party. I was like, I don't want to leave the party, we're staying at the party, but more vodka. And then he grabs me and he brings, what were you gonna say?
Well, I was just gonna say, if you are sad about something, a wedding isn't necessarily the worst place to be because there's just so much food and alcohol.
It's true. Like I didn't look that crazy, to be honest. Like other people were being like just as weird. Granted, they weren't having like a crying meltdown, but like everyone was wasted. You know, plus they're not going to remember.
And when I'm sad, like I love to eat bread and I feel like wedding bread is the best.
There was a lot of food. Yeah.
Like that table pre-dinner bread.
100%.
At like every wedding venue.
Needless to say, we go home to the Airbnb and I'm like, I'm going to leave. I'm getting a flight back, girly. Like freaking out, crying.
Drunk.
Then he breaks down crying and like admits that like that breakup was hard because he moved away and like he had like felt like he had grown apart from some of his friends after the breakup. So like he was going, he had all this.
So there were a lot of layers.
A lot of layers, but he didn't tell me that. So instead I just had all this suppressed anxiety. I didn't even put myself in his shoes to think he had these things going on because why would that have crossed my head, you know?
Yeah.
So we had, it was good. We both kind of opened up with each other and hopefully we learned that if I ask him like a question, he'll hopefully open up and we'll both be able to talk about it instead of like dismissing it.
Right.
So,
and you'll be more patient.
But needless
Nick, right?
Yeah, and I'll hopefully be more. It's hard though. I know. I try to think like what I could have done differently. And it's really hard to know because I did try to talk about it and got shut down. And never in my mind would it have, it would have never crossed my head that he, that was the reason he didn't want to talk about it. Instead, he was so kind of mean about not wanting to talk about it that never in my mind would I have thought that like he was hurting from that time in his life. So it's so hard for me to think about what I would have done differently because it just wasn't in my brain. Like I'm not in his head, you know?
Yeah. So some fights are unavoidable.
Yeah.
You have to learn from them and move on.
But needless to say, we had fun the next day. We went go-karting the friends like didn't seem to care that I like broke down at the wedding. Like you said, like weddings are a great place to have a breakdown because everyone's kind of drunk.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But we were invited to another wedding in Savannah and I was like, oh, great, we'll go. And Nick's like, we're not going to that wedding.
Oh, no. But why?
That's what I said. I was like, but why? Why don't you want to go? He's like, oh, just got a lot going on. I'm like, no, okay. You're worried that's going to happen again. Mm. Well, I don't really blame you.
Yeah, I don't know if I blame him either.
On that note, it is time for what's in the news. What have you been reading about?
Weddings. We weren't kidding. This episode is all about weddings. So there's a study from Wallet Hub that has 2017's best places to get married.
I'm on their email list. They send out these little emails with fun kind of studies.
Wallet Hub?
Yeah.
See, this is why I say you're good with money.
I don't know how I got on their list, to be honest. I don't even think I signed up for it. I think they just found me.
Right. They were like, we've heard about you. So basically what they factored in to decide what counts as the best place to get married was cost effectiveness, convenience, and enjoyment. They compared 150 of the biggest U.S. cities across 20 indicators that included the three I just listed. So what do you think is the best place to get married?
For like cost effectiveness?
Cost effectiveness, convenience, enjoyment. Just wonderfulness.
Oh God, it's so hard. Like for enjoyment, I would be like Hawaii, you know?
Yeah.
For cost effectiveness, I guess Vegas is the cheapest. And
clearly you did listen to the Taco Bell wedding
episode. And for convenience, I guess Vegas has like the easiest laws, right?
I guess
because in like New York, you have to like go to the courthouse. You can't just, if someone's like marries you, you're not married. You have to do all this other legal stuff. But I think in Vegas, it must be different because people get these drunken weddings and they're real, you know? So like I don't know, but I guess Vegas has 2 out of 3.
So you're 100% correct.
Really?
Ding, ding, ding. Number one, Las Vegas, Nevada is the best place to get married, according to Wallet Hub. Hawaii actually was not in the top 20.
Oh, bummer.
So sorry.
I mean, it's pretty expensive in Hawaii, and I guess not that convenient because it's very far away from everything.
Yeah, definitely not cost effective.
But I would put that number one for enjoyment in my mind, I guess.
Yeah. New York was not on the list at all. Like we said, New York weddings are very expensive. Although we do know how to throw a party. They are good times.
What was the top 10?
The top 10 was Las Vegas, Orlando, Florida.
Really? Is that very enjoyment? I don't know.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Pretty.
Number 4 was Tampa, Florida.
Why so many in Florida? I guess Florida.
What the hell?
I just went to Florida and I did love Naples.
Yeah, you were in Naples.
Shout out to Naples.
Number 5, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Interesting.
Number six, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Scottsdale, I understand. Isn't that like a... Maybe I'm mixing it up with Sedona as the
maybe.
It's like a vortex.
I don't know much about Scottsdale, Arizona, but
it's nice. I used to go there when I was a kid.
Oh, cool.
It's been a long time.
Number seven is Salt Lake City, Utah. The Mormons having cheap weddings, I guess.
Are they saying like convenience? Because it's very convenient to marry 10 ladies.
Oh, not all Mormons that, Laura. Sorry. Only some of them.
I'm stereotyping Mormons. I don't feel bad because I've seen the Book of Mormon and the history of that religion is cult crazy.
Oh, the underwear.
But I gotta say, I have friends that are Mormon and they're all so nice. So they're in a cult, but they're all like very nice cults. Like, do you hear about like many more? Do you not really hear about like serial killer Mormons?
No, but I mean, some of them have some questionable beliefs, but we're not going to get into that. That's not what we're here for right now.
Right.
Tangent. Not all of them. Many of them are very nice. Okay. Number eight, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
So Florida is like third place to get married.
Florida place. Damn. Number nine, Knoxville, Tennessee. Number 10, Miami, Florida.
Wow. Just guys, go get married in Florida. Apparently yeah. It's great.
If you already live in Florida, congrats.
Right.
So yeah, that's a few more. If you want to know more wedding facts about Florida, I have a few that I can throw in here. Orlando, Florida has the most venues and event spaces per 100,000 residents. So maybe that's why it's so convenient.
That makes sense.
Orlando also has the most bridal shops per 100,000 residents. And Orlando has the most flower shops. So
that makes a lot of sense.
They just have a lot of options in Florida.
San Francisco also looks nice because it's like a creative place. So I guess for vendors, San Francisco supposedly is pretty nice.
Yes, it says San Francisco has the most musicians and the most photographers.
Yeah, because there's a lot of creative folks up in right. San Fran.
So your wedding will be like very Instagrammable if you get married in San Fran, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benefits to all.
Mm-hmm.
Want to know what I've been reading about?
Yeah, what are you reading?
I have been reading the Washington Post. This is an article by our little buddy, Lisa Bonos.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. We love Lisa. This is six things that cost as much as the average U.S. wedding. It's ugh. That time again, the Knot released its annual report on wedding trends and the average cost for 2016 comes to, drum roll, $35,329.
That's shocking.
It's an 8% increase from the 2015 average that was $32,641. So she wrote a fun article that listed some of the things that cost just as much as a wedding. Do you want to guess what some of those are? What else costs 35 grand?
God, I don't know. A year of my full-time employment when I was in my early 20s. That's one thing.
A salary.
Salary.
Entry-level salary.
I don't know. Yeah, a car. Okay.
A food truck. If you would like to start your very own food truck, Angela's Apple Pies.
Oh. Made with Blue Apron recipes.
For 34 grand, she found that you could have a food truck for 34 grand. For 35 grand, you could also buy a Model 3 Tesla. I've always wanted Tesla. You could also feed 350 school children on weekends for an entire school year. You could buy a tiny home for $35,000. She had a picture of these tiny little homes. They're kind of like trailer parky, but they're just tiny homes.
You'll get more use out of it than a wedding, probably.
You could go on $35,000 worth of extravagant dinner dates. That would be extremely extravagant. You could also purchase four tickets on the 50-yard line at the Super Bowl.
Well, that I don't care about.
Yeah. I mean, that's a waste of your money. Everyone knows that.
I'd rather have a wedding.
Yeah, you'd rather have a wedding. And everyone knows that the best view is at home on your couch.
Oh.
It's true. I mean, you get like you get the play-by-play, you get to see everyone's faces, you get like see the blades of grass. I mean, I love going to a game, but don't waste $36,000 for tickets. I'm going to a Yankee game on Friday. I'm excited about it.
Oh, I'm a Met fan.
It's been a long time since I've been to a game. I don't care for the Yankees either, I'm really like a Dodger Angel girl from California, but I love a good baseball game.
Yeah.
You ready to jump into the mailbox?
Yes.
All right. But first, let's take a moment to thank some of our sponsors. All right, Angela, what do we have in the mailbox?
Okay. We have an email from Lana, who is actually the younger sister of one of our earliest listeners named Laura. She referred her younger sister, just the generations, the many generations of this family are listening to our podcast.
Those parents love L names.
They do.
And it's not even for alliteration purposes like my name, because their last name does not start with an L, but they just love those Laura Lanas.
Laura and Lana. Okay, so Lana is 20 years old. She is in college and she has a question about the guy she's seeing.
This is a long one, but I was like, oh, let me cut it down for you, Angela. And I looked, I was like, no, this is all interesting.
Yeah, she's got a lot of really fun details here. So Lana says, this guy and I are playing pre-relationship limbo. We've all been there. Over my winter break in December, I went out with my high school friends like we always do. While we were out, we saw one of the older guys from our high school that we all had a major crush on. We idolize him and view him as the Sam Powers.
Such a good name.
Yes. We grappled with whether we should change his name for anonymity.
No, but Sam Powers is such a good name. And like, I'm sure, of course, she's thought about her name's going to be Lana Powers, which,
oh, that's so good.
So superhero-y. People
that
always
is
say
so
like,
superhero-y.
People always say like Laura Lane is superhero-y because it's kind of similar to Lana Lane from
Lois Lane.
No, but there's a Lana Lane too.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, there's Lois Lane and Lana Lane.
Oh,
from Superman. And but I gotta say, it's got nothing on Lana Powers.
Damn. Okay.
I'm getting ahead of things though.
Lana Powers. Yeah. At this point, they've only just like seen each other at the bar. So the Sam Powers. But then she says, he and I ended up hitting it off while all my friends were texting me. Oh my God. We were all shocked. I woke up in his bed and immediately thought, he's never going to speak to me again. But at least I got one night with him, because we all thought one of us needs to, because he is the Sam Powers. But a few weeks went by and we went on a few dates. Our most recent date was him coming to my stepbrother's wedding. I was able to introduce him as my date. This was huge for me because I never introduced guys to my parents. It's a big deal. She says, I felt really good about everything with him and I. We went on dates alone, double dates, and even ended up setting up our friends together.
Cute.
Yeah. He's in his first year of law school, and all I know about that is it's the most stressful year.
Yes.
I think about how he's spending his little extra time with me on the weekends, but recently things have kind of died down and we do things more of hanging out at his place, which is fine. Social media has a huge impact on my life and my friends are all dying for me to Instagram him. At the wedding, we have a picture that I sent to him and he took a while to respond, a little over 12 hours, which had me thinking all types of bad things. His response was vague, but he apologized for taking so long to respond. It made me not want to Instagram because of my overthinking. I don't know when the right time to Instagram him is, as stupid as that sounds. When is the right time? That's her first question. And then her second question, she gets into it. She says, I definitely don't want to be clingy and bring up the what are we talk during this stressful time. And I don't want to rush things, but I don't want to get ghosted. I definitely want to pursue a relationship, but I'm so terrified of rejection and I get embarrassed so easily. It's been almost 4 months of us sleeping together and going on dates. I think it's more of an understood that we are exclusive, but I am more of a words of affirmation type of person. Do I just have the conversation so I stop killing myself with my thoughts, or do I wait it out a few more weeks?
Oh, I love that she's hooking up with Sam Powers, because
The Sam Powers.
Get it, girl. I got to say, like, I personally think she can totally Instagram that picture whenever she wants, because number one, they've met each other's friends. If he said yes to being your date at a wedding, like, that is like Instagrammable free card. Like, you're allowed to Instagram your date at a wedding.
Right.
And they're sleeping together and it's been 4 months. Instagram away.
Well, here's my thing though. Like, she could Instagram it, whatever, but she's not going to have any more clarity than she had before on like what they are.
I think she should just play it chill and like Instagram it with like a funny, witty caption. Maybe I'm just passive aggressive.
No, I think that she can totally do that. But if she does want more answers, more communication about what they are, she just needs to like feel. I mean, I agree with you that like they've been dating, they're sleeping together. He was her date to a wedding. They've introduced friends. Friends are being couples because of them. Like, it would be insane if he thought it was weird that she Instagrammed a picture of them.
Well, my whole thing, which we both wrote in our book together, was basically like, if you're sleeping with someone, you always have the right, and you should, just to be smart, ask if they're sleeping with other people.
Right. At the very least.
Like, and you can always like say it as as that simple excuse. Like, hey, like I'm just like a safe, I'm like a safe sex type of chica.
Right.
You know, it's cool if you are, but I just need to know, like, are you sleeping with other people, just because I want to be like smart, you know?
Right.
And she can.
It's a safety concern.
It's a safety concern. You're 100% in the free to ask if they're sleeping with other people.
Yeah. So
for sure.
That's our advice. So we gave Lana this advice.
Wait, I want to say one more thing.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I have to say, like, she is really, I have to give her props. That we didn't even need to say, like, oh, he's in law school, so be considerate of that. Because at the very first part of her email to us, she was like, he's in law school. It's the most stressful year from everything I hear. So I have to give her major props because she's been playing this super cool. She, like, just wanted to hook up and was having fun with it. And so I think she probably at the beginning of the relationship came off very, like, not clingy in a way.
Right.
That he probably vibed off of, because she was like, I just really wanted to hook up with this dude. Like, and, like, right. Good for her. She was like, I want to get some. He's a guy that I always thought was hot. I wanted to get some. So she played it cool.
And so I can, for the rest of my life, giggle about this with my friends.
Yeah. And I think, like, he probably, like, was feeling that vibe that she was just being super chill and didn't have any expectations, which was great. Her second thing that she did really well was that she understood that he was in law school. So she's, like, being super understanding, and, like, they're sleeping together, introducing each other to each other's friends. And she's still like, eh, he's in law school. He probably doesn't want anything out of this anyway. So, again, super easy going, like, I'm just gonna have fun with this dude, because, like, if he still wants to keep hooking up with me, like, I'm gonna get some more.
Right.
And but now it's getting more serious. So I have to say, so far she's played it really cool, and
I agree,
has just, like, taken kind of an easygoing, fun approach to it. And, like, she's done the one thing that I think I wish more women did, which is have fun with dating. And she was just, like, kind of, like, giggly and excited and, like, having fun with it. So major props to her for that.
Yeah. And let's be real, she's kind of a folk hero because she did something that a lot of people wish they could do, which is sleep with the hot older person that they had a crush on in high school.
And I gotta say, like, a lot of times it doesn't live up to expectations, or you realize, like, oh, this person actually, like, is, like, kind of a loser, or they, like, kind of aren't good in bed. And it's cool that, like, Sam was actually, like, a cool, smart dude. He's, like, going to law school and seems to be kind of, like, you know,
yeah,
treating her good, like, introducing her to friends and stuff so far. So I'm glad it's like meeting that celebrity that you, and then they're a dick, you know, that right. Would just be the worst if she hooked up with him and he was like, oh, hey, I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm like moving back home with my parents, or, you know,
that, and I feel like more often than not, that is the case. So
right?
this was a real unicorn of a situation.
Totally.
So we have an update from Lana.
Ooh.
We do. We gave her all the advice that we just talked about, and she got back to us. She says, things with Sam are amazing.
Yes.
I feel like I vented to you guys, and that he just knew I was thinking these things and made me feel 100% better about the situation. The next weekend, he asked me to a hockey game. I know, in Florida, kind of weird. She lives in Florida.
What is up with everyone in Florida?
Lana, the weddings are really wonderful there, apparently. Let Sam know. She says...
Not yet. Don't play it cool. You're doing everything
just
right.
Just kidding. So yeah, he invited her to this hockey game, and she says, but his brother was there with his brother's friends, and we went to drinks after. His brother even said we were dating and called me his girlfriend.
Yes.
Confirmation.
He's clearly been talking about you.
Yes. She says, I feel like I don't need to have the combo, but I know it's part of dating. Thank you so much for applying. I got so excited.
Aww. I'm so happy for her.
So yeah, things are going well.
She doesn't need our help, man. This girl, she knows what she's doing. Yep. She's having fun with dating, having fun with Sam. She's playing it cool. She's being super understanding that he's like stressing out about law school. And as long as he keeps doing the right thing and inviting her to hang out with his friends and his family and treating her well and like referring to her as his girlfriend, like there's no problem here.
Yeah. Things really worked out.
Yeah. I love this. Please keep us posted. And we better get invited to your Florida wedding because supposedly they're great there. If you guys want your listener questions answered or if you have funny text messages from an app you want to share, email us at contact@thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. You can also find our contact info on our website, thisiswhyyoursingleshow.com. Now let's dive in to our reason of the week.
This week's reason is wedding season is my hell.
There's so many things. There's the things that Angela and I talked about earlier from our personal stories, like the stress of who else is going to be there at the wedding, which was what was affecting me. For Angela, like the stress of the cost, the stress of like going to a wedding you might not want to go to and spending your time and your resources. Mm-hmm. Then I feel like for a lot of single people, it's the pressure to bring a plus one. And also sometimes the bride and groom only allow for a plus one if you're like engaged, which can be very single shamey for people that have been in long-term relationships but aren't engaged or married.
Right. And it really sucks if you are kind of like a socially awkward, socially anxious sort of person. Cause like if you don't know anybody else at the wedding and you can't bring a date, oh, that's so hard.
That's so messed up though. Like my rule was if I knew the person wasn't really going to know anybody else, I let them bring a date. And if they were in a relationship, I let them bring a date. But if they were totally single and they knew like, you know, 5 or 10 other people at the wedding, I was like, all right, I don't want you bringing some rando because I don't want to look around at my wedding and see a bunch of strangers. I want to look around my wedding and see a bunch of people that I know.
Right.
But yeah, if you have a friend that's not going to know anybody, like you got to let them bring a guest, especially if they're traveling.
Then if you let them bring a guest, if you're that person, then it's really stressful deciding when it's okay to invite somebody as your date to a wedding. Right. Like I'm actually very impressed with Lana that like
early on,
before they even had like a label, she invited somebody to a family wedding. Like that's really ballsy. Good for her, because I would be very nervous.
Yeah, she's a ballsy chick, but she's got confidence. She's got swag.
Yeah. We all have to be a little more like Lana maybe.
Yeah, we can only strive to be. Yeah, there's so much dynamics of a wedding, pressure of how much you need to help someone out. If you've got like a friend that's getting married, you're dealing with that. You have a friend getting married.
I do. I mean, she's very low pressure. It's like the opposite. I wish I could do more. She's not having bridesmaids. She doesn't want a bridal shower. And I'm like, what? You don't want a free blender? Are you crazy? Vitamixes are expensive.
Really expensive.
So... But I mean, I guess one of my complaints is that weddings cost too much money. So I should be happy about that.
Yeah, they can take all of your vacation days, which is why we were saying earlier, I think people should be more considerate about where and how they throw their weddings. Right. People are like, oh, it's all about me. It's all about me. About you. If you're the only people coming to the wedding, if you're eloping, yeah, dude, do it on like the top of a mountain.
I mean, I do think that you shouldn't worry about making other people happy on your wedding day. It should be about you. But also, I mean, yeah, like try not to inconvenience people with your vision.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, to clarify, I mean, you can't make everyone happy because someone's going to complain about something.
Right.
But
that's the other thing. Haters love to go to weddings and pick out shit that they don't like.
Yeah, that's fucked up though. I don't do that. I don't go that far.
I feel like there's always somebody like
what?
Just kind of being like, like, do you like those flowers? They're a little tacky.
They're like so last season. You know, she picked the cheap ones because they were cheaper this season.
Right, right. Or like, the chicken was gross.
Yeah. Like, I can't believe it was a buffet. Right. It was a buffet. Yeah, I love a good buffet.
People have very strong opinions on things like buffet versus sit down dinner.
I love both.
I do too.
I love both. I love a good free meal.
Although, you know what I don't like? I'm going to go on record and say this. I don't like when people don't assign seating places at tables because then it's up to me to like commit to people at the wedding that maybe I've just met and been like, you seem cool. I'm going to sit down and chance it.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's hard making that call for yourself. I like, once again, I like leaving it to fate. Like, just tell me who I'm sitting with.
Yeah. Just like with Latote and with Blue Apron. You're like, I don't.
Yeah.
Surprise me.
Exactly.
Just tell me where to go and where to be. That's fair. All right. Are you ready for our reason of the week breakdown?
Some weddings are great, and then there are the weddings that aren't. We are about to benefit from the bad ones in a game we call
Terrible Wedding Scavenger Hunt.
We will read some classic bad wedding scenarios, and then we get points if we have experienced them. The person with the most points wins.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. Okay, first scenario. You're forced into catching the bouquet even after you said, no, I'm good. That's happened to me.
Really?
Yeah. Not you?
No, I would always want to catch the bouquet. Oh, no. Bouquet.
I remember being kind of, younger and being like, ugh, no, it's a stupid tradition. No, leave me alone.
Oh, I love it. I wish I could catch the bouquet. I never did, but I always tried. And then I was like, oh, and then when I was married, it's like, I would forget that I last wedding I went to, I was walking out there. I was like, oh, wait, I'm married. I can't.
Oh, no. Yeah, I enjoy it more now. I've never caught it, though.
No.
No, I'm not athletic.
Jesus, is the athleticism a thing?
Girls get aggressive.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
All right, one point for me.
All right, next up. Seated at a table where you know no one and we're not given a plus one. Has this happened to you? This has never happened to me.
I've definitely... no, I guess technically no. I've not had a plus one at a wedding and been really sad and just had to hang out with my mom.
But you knew
But
your
I
mom.
Knew my mom.
That's good. I'm glad you knew your mom.
All right. Neither of us get a point there. Saw an ex with his new significant other and took advantage of the open bar.
Does it count if my... Well, I guess Nick was not my ex. I was saying he was talking to it was kind of reverse. My significant other was talking to his ex.
Next question, saw your significant other's ex and took advantage of the open bar.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if we're jumping ahead, sure.
Yeah, you get 2 points.
I did that and got a little cray. But okay, as for the first one, have I seen an ex at a wedding? I don't really have.
I feel like that's a classic scenario.
It really is. What about you?
No.
No? God, I'm trying to think. No, I really, none of my exes really run in my friend's circles. And, you know, they wouldn't have been at any family weddings because my family lives far away. So, yeah, I always dated people that were outside of my friend's circles, which I guess is so lucky, right? Because that would have sucked.
Yeah, that could really, I feel like that would be a big bummer.
Big bummer. I mean, the good part is it's easier to get the down low on what they're up to in the first few months when you break up after you care. But yeah, I always dated people that I don't even know how I found them, to be honest, but they were never mutual friends. All right. Next up, finally worked up the courage to get down on the dance floor just in time for all your friends to head over to the buffet and leave you awkwardly cha-ching sliding by yourself. I mean, yeah, of course I've done that, but I also wouldn't call it awkward. I would call it owning the dance floor by myself.
I've done that and I would call it awkward.
All right, we both get some points there. But yeah, if I'm the last one on the dance floor, I will own that dance floor, especially if I've taken advantage of that open bar by that point.
My mom has ditched me on the dance floor before.
Oh, that's cold blood.
Right?
Cold blood.
Bitch.
All right, what's up next?
You came ready to get drunk and then found out it was a pay bar.
Yeah, that happened to me once.
That happened to me also. And I was like, what? It was at an out-of-state wedding.
Who has a pay bar at a wedding?
I went to a wedding in Connecticut and they had a pay bar. And I was like, what the hell?
I was just like, really? Really?
I mean, I guess you save money.
No, but honestly, dude, if you're throwing a wedding... You can't make people pay for drinks. Like,
and most people would rather you not even have food, just have drinks.
Or just like on, there's ways around it. Like, I'm not trying to be like spend a lot of money. And I'm sure there's some people listening to this thinking like, oh, that's snobby. Like, don't you want to just be there to celebrate with me? And yes, but I would say, instead of doing a bunch of flowers on every table, like do a beautiful single rose. And instead of doing like a total open bar that's a pay bar, just have wine, you know, just have wine and beer. Like there are inexpensive ways around it. And people will be stoked as if they don't have to pay and it's still like unlimited wine and beer, you know?
I agree.
So yeah, don't make people at a wedding. No. But I'm big on like when I host a party. Like, I'm hosting the party.
But I agree with you on, like, just nix the centerpieces. Every time I see, like, an elaborate centerpiece, I'm like, no.
You knew that was, like, $300 or more.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Literally, like, throw some glitter on the table and call it a day. No.
My centerpieces were expensive as hell, but I made them bring them the next day for the Sunday brunch. So it was kind of nice because I didn't go on my honeymoon right away. So for the next week, my whole, after the Sunday brunch, we brought them to my apartment. So, like, I had like thousands of dollars of like flowers around my apartment. I felt like Kim Kardashian on Valentine's Day.
So they got some reuse.
They got a little reuse.
Sort of. Okay, what is next?
Last one.
You get to read the last one.
Okay. Sat through drunk speeches that were nothing but references to inside jokes you were not in on. Has that happened to you?
Yes. I remember I had to give a speech at a wedding and mine was like very, it was kind of short and to the point. And then the person after me was like going on and like telling stories. And I was like, oh my God, are they better friends with like the couple than I am? And then one of the other guests at the wedding was like, no, your speech was better. Nobody knew what the hell that other guy was talking about. It was all inside jokes.
Yeah, that's the worst.
I was like, hey, remember that time when that guy was like, Fluffy? Ha ha ha.
Yeah. Nothing gives me more anxiety than before speeches at weddings. Like my heart actually starts beating really fast because they can be so cringeworthy.
You mean even when it's not you giving one?
Oh yeah, I've never given a speech at a wedding. I just get anxiety on behalf of the people about to give them.
That's, I'm surprised. I feel like that's an untapped resource.
Right? I would be so good. I don't know. I'm not close enough with anyone. Or they all have sisters.
Yeah.
You have to be the maid of honor, cousins, whatever. Yeah, I mean, I've been where they've been doing inside jokes and I'm like, oh God, this speech. So I'll get that point too.
Okay.
I haven't been keeping track, but I think we're about even. No, actually, you got a couple points at the top. So you win.
Sure.
Yay.
I win. Woo-woo.
Yeah, but needless to say, I would think the thing people can take away from this is that everyone has been through various shay things at weddings.
Something cringeworthy.
And yet we still love celebrating love.
So embrace the good parts. Don't feel weird if you're single and going to a wedding because it's a celebration of somebody else finding someone. Just think of it as a party.
Exactly.
A party, just like any party that might have some awkward moments.
A party that hopefully has an open bar.
Yes.
Guys, we hope we have cleared up this week's reason. That is it for this week's This Is Why You're Single podcast. Check out our book. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our audiobook is on Audible if you like listening to stuff. Also, if you don't have Audible, you can listen to our book for free because when you sign up, they give you, I think, like one or two free audiobooks. So yeah, you can buy our book, or you don't have to buy our book. You can just listen to it for free if you don't have Audible yet.
Great.
Free stuff is great.
We love it. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Your Single Show. You can like and subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also leave us a nice comment because we read them.
You can also follow me on Instagram at Laura Lane Rad. On Twitter, I'm Laura Lane. I haven't been tweeting much. I mean, I'm more like I observe on Twitter and I like announce posts, but I haven't really, I'm not like a big joke poster on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Sometimes I do. You can still follow me.
I'm on Twitter a lot.
Just know I'm not going to be like, if you follow me on Twitter, just know I'm not going to be like blowing up your feed. So maybe it's a good thing that I only post infrequently. I'm not going to be like blowing up your shit.
Only when I have a hilarious nugget of wisdom to shed.
Yeah.
Or share. shed off my brain.
Exactly.
Well, I am at Sparadactyl on Twitter and Instagram. That's my last name, Spara, and Dactyl, like a pterodactyl. Thank you guys so much for listening. Tune in next week for a whole new show. Bye.
This is why you're single. This is why you're single. This is why you're single. Ba, 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 ba. This is why you're single.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.